welcome to episode 50 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Elizabeth, and this week, I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents Lindsay, Sandy, Amy, Andy, and Robin. We are so excited to have reached 50 episodes. So we might actually just have to change the introduction because we've done this 50 times now. It has been 50
times. It
almost
seems like about 40.
I know, maybe 48, maybe. We're so excited. We often talk about the bucket list, quite literally, things I want to do before I kick the bucket. Perhaps a bit morbid, but we all truly believe that life is short and you must enjoy as many experiences as you can while you are here. And we are in the business of helping you do that. So, do you have a bucket list? I think we all have a few items in our head, at least, that we would really like to do one day. But how many of us have a written down list of all the experiences we really must do before we move on? How do you create that list? Do you just ask friends and family? Do you research or do you watch the world around you? A lot of people watch movies and television, I think, and then decide what you want to do. All are great options. This week, we want to talk about some of our bucket list items because it is all about us, right? And get you started on your own list. So let's do this. And guys, the way I organize this, because the world is kind of big. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's large. And we send people all over the world. So I'm sure we've all touched on places where we really want to go. So I actually wrote down all the continents. I hope I got them all right. And I'd like to just sort of, I'll name a continent and you can talk about a bucket list item on that continent. And as we all, why don't we actually start?
Before we get into that, everybody's bucket list is very subjective.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's just, not everybody has the same interests. And does everybody have something that's, let's say, they're interested in Australia or South America?
And maybe not. And I think what I'd like.
Yeah.
I want to do everything.
It's fascinating to see what everyone comes up with.
Exactly.
I'm really curious.
And I'm hoping that what we talk about today might actually trigger something for some of our listeners. Maybe they hadn't thought about it because there are things that we might know about that they had not really registered as something they might want to do. And maybe in sharing that, we could talk about that. So I have a list in order and I'm going to totally blow the order of it. I'm going to start with one that we're going to talk about really quickly, I think, Antarctica. Because I think the question is it on your bucket list?
Actually, you think that there are people who want to do a race on every continent? And they do a marathon in Antarctica.
They do a marathon in Antarctica.
And the way you do it is you use South America as your jumping off point. So you
have to run across the water?
No, but there's like
two penguins.
You do like I want to say it's Chile, but you do one of those countries, and then they schedule the Antarctica one like with the same the same weekend, and you go down there. And I don't think there's a lot of support in aid stations and volunteers.
I bet. Not a lot of water stations.
Well, yeah. Scientific research. Well, there's plenty of water around here.
It's people cool. Scientific research on their brains. People that want to do that.
I know people that want to do crap like that. Yeah.
So is the full marathon on Antarctica, or do you do some of it in South America?
No. You have to do one on South America, and then you got to do one in Antarctica.
So it's two marathons.
But I think when you're definitely talking about there are those adventurous types who bring it.
Yeah.
They're called the hardship, lack of humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely a frozen wasteland, and then I don't see why it wouldn't be on something.
Yeah, and I will say, for the Amys and the Elizabeths of the world, there are some luxury or more comfortable cruise lines that go to Antarctica.
Like expedition cruises?
They're expedition cruises, but they are comfortable ones. So, you know, it is possible to get down
comfortable
there.
Comfortable on the Amy level?
I'm still not going. Sorry.
Because it's cold. There's penguins.
No, I'm not.
All right. So, but Antarctica is on a lot of people's bucket list, I think. I mean, because it is definitely sort of one of those extreme places where if you really like that, you know, and it's a bragging right, big time, you know,
which is hence I've done a marathon on every continent, not me, but you know,
Well, I don't know that you got to run 26 miles on, just putting your foot on it is sort of,
if you're going to be there, you might as well be there a few hours.
Talking about trying to hit the South Pole.
I think we're going to agree to disagree on this one. I'm like, I touched snow on Antarctica. I am good.
Yeah. Take me back. Let's head north.
I have achieved it. Okay, so let's go back. We're going to go back home for everyone but Andy, and we'll get to Andy's home soon enough, but let's start with North America. Does anybody have a bucket list item? We might not all have one on every continent, so does anybody have one?
Yeah, probably, because I'm not originally from here. I probably have items on my bucket list in North America than wall.
Nicely done.
I've been catered to the North American mindset. I know I'm doing. Just professional, folks. But yeah, there's definitely some iconic places. And I'm going back to, you know, my family for a little bit of inspiration here. I've got a family who've always wanted to go to California. California is a long way from me. San Francisco, I think, is just right up there on a lot of people's bucket list, particularly the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. A lot of places.
That's not in San Francisco, Andy.
I wish I could turn her microphone off, Andy. I'm sorry.
I used to work with a German bus driver who was also a travel agent, and he used to take German groups to Grand Canyon, and they'd take a helicopter there. And that just sort of blew my mind when he was telling me just the colors that you see. I'd like to experience that myself. I haven't had the opportunity yet. And you guys all know I like drink. I like my craft beer. My bucket list, yeah, that's strange.
We didn't know that.
No. All these 50 episodes, and we're just now finding out.
My bucket list is actually Portland, Oregon.
Some good wine in Portland, Oregon.
There are some great craft breweries. It's a mecca for craft brewing.
So, Robin, I think you were about to say something.
Yes, I have a few. I always wanted to go to Alaska, which I haven't done. And a lot of them, places that I want to go, are places that I've sent clients and I've fallen in love with them through the research that I've done. Mm-hmm. Another one is Costa Rica, mm-hmm. which is
Central America.
I looked it up. It's considered North America.
Yeah.
and I would love to take a cruise through the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I've never been to Seattle, and I've always wanted to go there. And I've always wanted to go to Vancouver. I remember sending a family there in the 90s, and they went to, you know, they did a bunch of day trips, and I just wanted to go so badly after that and just haven't done that yet.
So Amy, I thought I heard you say something.
You did hear me say something. I have friends that, I wish I could name them on here, but they had the coolest thing with their family. They go to, I don't know what their timeline is, but their goal is to hit all United States destinations, Alaska, Hawaii as well. And do something, like actually do it at least one night in every single state.
Wow.
So she's always like talking to me about, oh, what can we go do here and there? And I'm going to talk to you about this. So it's really good. That's her bucket list.
There's a lot of things on people's bucket list that are like that, whether it's touching states or countries in a continent. And you can do that in England by hitting every professional soccer stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember the people?
That's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. The people that did that for baseball, mm-hmm. like
My dad wants to do that.
Yeah. And actually, we mentioned at the beginning, what's your methodology for choosing a bucket list? And we actually, a long time ago, we said we were going to go to every NHL arena. We stopped doing that. We had children, because that's what you do. You stop doing things when you have children. but we're, in theory, that's going to happen. And then I actually have a client. Her name is Tina, and she actually has a map from when she was a kid of the 50 states. And it's a magnetic map. So it's the map, and then you have states.
You have state magnets.
Yeah, state magnets. And so every time she goes to a state, she puts a magnet on the map.
Nice.
And so she actually just posted it recently and tagged. Yeah, it's a really cute idea, because it's sort of like tagging a world map. You know, people put pins.
Where did she get it? I want to get my kids one.
I don't know, when she was a kid. And
that's
she's
awesome.
My age, yeah.
You
can
just buy those magnets in every state you go to. They have the shape of the state. Everywhere you go, there's a
Yeah, and that's what I thought she was doing. Yeah, when she described it to me, that's what I thought she was doing. But this was actually a map that had, so basically as a kid, it was a map that had the blank states. And then each state is actually sort of a map of the state that has the state capital and a few major cities on it. And then she puts it onto the map whenever she goes there. So, so it's a great way to
make them laminated.
Yeah, I can laminate it.
Or laminating paint. So, Lindsay, I don't think we got to you for the United States. Do you have anything in North America or the United States?
I actually do. It's kind of embarrassing. I have never been back to New Orleans.
Oh,
I've never been. And I've been to Savannah, Georgia, and I fell in love with all the moss and the hanging from everything and the black wrought iron
you know, so I just can't imagine this tiny version of...
You just need to let it live on to
the real thing. You need to do it.
You can do that.
I have not been there either yet. I would like to get in there.
I went for Mardi Gras one time, and it's kept me away.
I feel like I missed the Mardi Gras window.
Yeah, no. It was probably not
there in December, and actually hit it in a cold snap, and I was one of about 10 people on Bourbon Street. I'd actually like to see it with a little bit more life. It was a great experience.
Well, there's a little bit more life, and then there's Mardi Gras.
It's just madness. Yeah. So what about you, Elizabeth? You got
So honestly, I grew up in the South, and I've never been to Nashville, and I really want to go to Nashville very badly. And I'm not a huge country music fan. I am a big music fan.
No, my face is like,
but
what?
No, I really, Nashville, I think, has a lot to offer, a lot of theater and a lot of art. Where there is great music, there's all those other great things. So culturally, I'd really like to go there. And there's like a replica of the Parthenon there. I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
But, I also, and this is going to sound too really funny, but the two other places that are really on my bucket list for the United States, where if I don't go anywhere else in the United States, I want to go to these two places, are Denver, for a very similar reason that you want to go to Portland. I've been to Portland, so that's off the list, Andy, but for me, although I would love to get back, but Denver for the beer and also for the mountains. I would love to see that. I'm not sure I would ski down one, as we all know. I'm not big on that. But I certainly would sit in a hot tub and have a beer. And then, or three.
Admire the scenery.
Yes. Yeah, admire the scenery. Yes, exactly. And then the other place is Whistler, British Columbia, which is another ski resort. Yeah. Just really for the scenery and...
Not Pittsburgh, huh?
No, Pittsburgh is not on my list. Lucky. And I've never been there.
I'm telling you.
It's on somebody's bucket list, Sandy. I just can't
remember. God, I'm pretty sure it's not. Y'all need to go with me. I'm telling you.
That's nice. We went there for a summer. That's where we trained for a job, and that's how we met.
Whistler?
No, I'm sorry, Denver.
Denver, okay.
I thought you were going to say Pittsburgh.
We spent a whole summer, and we had weekends off, so we did little day trips.
Nice.
And we did weekend trips, and so it was so much fun.
Well, I've been to Philadelphia. That's the same as Pittsburgh, right?
No, it is not. Oh, my God.
Now, before Sandy gets really ticked off, can we hop the...
Yes, let's hop the pond. So let's say Europe.
Let's hit sort of closest.
You should ask me, because nobody asked me about my North America, but let's skip to Europe.
Let's hop the pond. Where are you going?
So I'm going to go to Ireland because I have family from Ireland, and there's actually supposedly a... statue in some small town somewhere that is was erected to honor the peasants who killed their English lord, and that's my ancestor. So I know, right? They're gonna love me in those pubs stuff there.
I would scoot my chair over except for the microphone will pick it up and Heidi will kill me, so I'm just gonna sit here. You guys see me on camera. I'm still here.
You know, we didn't say that you had to have, you know, justifying reasons.
Oh, come on. That's really cool. Come on. And I want to kiss the Blarney Stone. And I want to.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I really do.
You don't know who else's lips have been on that thing.
And people pee on it. I mean.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Annie.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. See?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Yeah. That's horrible. You guys have crashed my bucket list. Oh, my God.
You can go see your bloody ancestor. That's fine.
Go to the air
now. Okay.
Sweetheart, where are you going in Europe?
Can you hear me?
We can.
Go ahead.
Europe. So I've sent so many people to Italy, so I've done so much. I want to go to the Amalfi Coast.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And look at the scenery.
And eat the food.
Just one glass of wine, Amy?
Yeah. So Italy is a big one, but you know, just golly, everywhere. In Europe, I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Spain. But Italy will take a while. I want to go all over Italy.
It will all take a while. That's the thing. Yeah.
Prague. I mean, there's so many places.
There's so many iconic cities that it's just beautiful architecture. The place that really speaks to me is the Dalmatian coast of Croatia. Places like that. It may be that because I'm a big Game of Thrones fan, but a lot of the scene, the filming is done out in Croatia, and it is just absolutely gorgeous out there. But the Dubrovnik is just one of these cities that's installed. It's
Are there dragons?
Totally. Yeah, yeah, say yes, Andy. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Banking on it.
He's gonna pick up his eggs. Yeah. We're gonna have to call him Khaleesi.
Buying a few glasses of beer, they're always dragging.
For me, Spain is one, which sounds really sad, but I've actually gone to a lot of, I've touched on a lot of Eastern Europe, not all of it. I'm not going to pretend like I've seen everything, but Spain is a country that I haven't yet gotten to. And I would love, Spain and Portugal are sort of, I need to get there. There's a lot that I want to see. Yeah, there, for sure. Yep.
Yeah, sure. Barcelona has a lot going for it, but there's a whole lot in all over Spain. Mm-hmm. The Basque country is beautiful. And, a lot of the Mediterranean coast is special.
Yeah. Just do it. Do it.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
See ya.
Where we go.
Seriously.
We're gonna get a lot of calls for the Rio de Janeiro pretty soon, starting with the Olympics.
Oh yeah.
Well, that could be some people's bucket list.
Okay, you're jumping to another continent there.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Shush. Oh, we're working up some animals, aren't we?
Robin, do you have any European dreams?
Yeah. I would love to go to Holland and see the Tulip Festival. Oh, I love tulips.
Nice one.
And my parents were there, and they took all these pictures, and they were just amazing. I've always wanted to go to Paris, see the Eiffel Tower, go to Disneyland Paris. and I've always wanted to go see the Greek islands. It's just one of those things. I remember seeing this movie years and years ago, and the movie itself wasn't that great, but the scenery was so beautiful.
And was it Mamma Mia?
No, it was way before that. It was this dirty.
Wait, what?
No, Lindsay, do you have any?
We almost went for a honeymoon. We just didn't have enough time off.
Wow.
So we had to go to Hawaii.
Gosh. Well, I will tell you, Santorini.
That's the tulip fields in Holland. I've actually been to the Floriade, which is the flower festival that happens every 10 years on the outskirts of Amsterdam. And I was 9 years old. And it's just imprinted in my memory ever since. It was absolutely amazing. Just this sea of colors and a variety of flowers. And Holland is very flat, but oh my goodness, they're not. Mm-hmm. I completely see why that is.
And Santorini, when people ask me what is your favorite place that you've ever been, Santorini is, I think it's the most beautiful place.
Oh yeah, it's all blue and white.
It's the most beautiful place. Well, and the caldera there, the way that the island was formed, just, I mean, it is just gorgeous. So Lindsay, do you have anything?
I suffer from this disorder where I cross things off my bucket list, but then I can't cross them off because I want to go back and do other things in the same place. So I really want to go back to Italy, and I would love to. I've never been to Venice, and I'd love to do that. And I want to go back to Ireland.
Pick your time of year for Venice.
Go to Scotland. I don't know. I just want to go back. I suffer from the travel quote. I haven't been anywhere. I haven't been everywhere yet, but it's on my list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. So, Andy, do you have bucket list items in Europe? I mean, you said Croatia.
I do. And I'm going to tag along with what Lindsay just said. Places I've been before, but I want to go back because they're in such a state of flux the last time I was there.
Yeah.
And first and foremost of those is Berlin, Germany. It was Europe's largest construction site last time I was there in 1997.
Yeah. Has it changed a lot in the last 3 years? I don't know.
I'd like to go back and see just what we've done and how they've just about finished it.
Yeah.
But I lived in Germany for 3 years now. I love all things Germanic, but I'd really like to go see just some of the modern architecture, some of the nods to history from the post-war history, from the division of Germany, but this completely. Mm-hmm. That was at the heart of Europe. I'd love to head further east.
Yeah, I was going to say that. What about, like, Moscow? I mean...
Moscow, Warsaw...
West. Oh, what? West, yeah. Sorry.
Moscow, mm-hmm. Poland, Prague, Budapest, places like that. Mm-hmm.
But just the whimsical buildings in Moscow are so unlike what you would expect from this, like, this image you have of communism and, you know, and...
I think we all grew up during the Cold War.
Yeah.
I thought communism was just austere and gray and drab. St. Basil's Cathedral, is one of the most colorful buildings. And Red Square, I mean, I think Moscow would be a fantastic place to visit. I think from there, I'd also love to take the Trans-Siberian Railroad from Moscow out to West Siberia.
So really?
So let's head to Asia. Let's hit, yeah, and I will tell, you know, we'll be honest, we're at about 20 minutes in this podcast, so I don't want to take too long because, you know, we've got people on the treadmill who don't want us to talk for too long. But how about Asia? Andy, you were talking about the Trans-Siberian. What would you like to see?
I've always been afraid of places, to go places where I don't really speak the language or understand the culture greatly, but Japan and China are really there, as well as Thailand, Myanmar, Angkor Wat, I think is on a lot of people's bucket list. I know it's very cliche, but, you know, I've seen pictures. I'd love to see the Mekong Delta.
Yeah, like a river cruise of Southeast Asia would be...
That would be beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I think Vietnam and Cambodia, to me, because they are so mysterious...
Yeah.
Are very intriguing as well, and such a history in many ways horrific.
Yeah.
Well, and then end in Thailand, in like Phuket or somewhere where I can put my feet up and pretend like all that bad stuff didn't just happen. But yeah, I think, you know, it is a beautiful part of the world, and we often overlook it for sure. Does anybody else have any in Asia that they want to talk about? Bali.
We were actually supposed to go to Thailand, and we ended up going to Aruba because there were some things going on in Thailand, and we were supposed to go there.
Yeah. My kids want to go to Japan so bad, and it's all because of, like, Pokemon and Nintendo. And, you know,
well, they'll find it. I mean,
manga, yeah, like, that is...
There is somewhere else in the... it's more... I'm fascinated by India. Where I grew up in Northern England, a lot of people are from Pakistan and India, and I love Indian cuisine, and I would really... love to go see some of these, you know, at the Temple of Amritsar, the Taj Mahal, Agra, you know, and even just a big city like Mumbai, just to see this sea of humanity and all these little, you know, beds, you know, ritual type things going around. I think that would be absolutely fascinating, completely unlike anything you see here in the West.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see that.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, South America.
Ah, I have one.
All right.
I want to go to Peru and go to Lake Titicaca.
Bart Simpson.
Yes, exactly.
It's like the 12-year-old in me. I know, my cousin is a, she's a sixth grade social studies teacher. Shout out to Katie. I wonder if you're listening. But, yeah, she said that she tells her students that, all right, you can laugh. Like, right now, and then we're not going to laugh about it anymore. Go ahead and get it out of your system.
Okay. What is the only, one of the only two landlocked countries in the world that has a navy? You know that? Talking about Lake Titicaca.
No.
No. Is Peru?
Cambodia.
Oh.
It's
okay.
Awesome.
What's the other one?
Switzerland.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I actually really do want to go to Lake Titicaca though, because it does sound really cool.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Galapagos Islands. Islands, because and then I would love to I don't know, South America is very intriguing to me. And you know, you were talking about Rio de Janeiro. I don't know if that's actually on my bucket list. It's, you know, sort of that big city kind of thing, but some of the other places in South America, So Peru and some of the ruins.
Argentina.
And, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing is you can do some cruises where you park, the ship will park outside of Rio de Janeiro. So you can do like Carnival, or you could do the Olympics or something. And then you're kind of at this floating hotel, you know, so it's kind of a safer haven. You don't have to worry about how the infrastructure is not up to par or whatever, you know, because you're not staying on the land, I guess.
Yeah. Anyone else? South America?
I'd like to see Patagonia.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that sort of as a jumping off point to Antarctica at the beginning of the podcast. But I have some friends who went down there in the last couple of years, and they, you know, I mean, just to see llamas in their natural environments and spectacular mountain scenery at the bottom of, you know, the American continent. I think that would just be spectacular.
There are places in South America that have some of the best coffee in the world, too. We can't forget that. Coffee is important.
Yeah. Not just all about beer and wine.
Yeah, it's not just about beer and wine. Coffee is also very, very important. So, for sure. Okay, so moving on to another continent, an island continent of Australia. And we'll lump New Zealand into this, I guess. Anybody?
That's on everybody's
mind.
Isn't it?
Yeah. New Zealand is like a huge national park. I mean, I had a friend who stayed there. Another shout out, Emma. She has yet to tell me that she's heard any of my shout outs. But she worked there for a whole summer, which was actually winter to her, and did so much cool, awesome touring of that country that it was just amazing. All the pictures of the ferns that curlicue around and just I guess the sulfur park might stink a little, but it's still really cool to go to.
The hot springs and amazing.
I think one of the tough things about Australia, especially for people from North America, is, you know, you want to do it all in one trip. You're going a long way, and you really can't.
My husband, it's been the only thing on his bucket list forever, and he's always said we will go for 30 days or more, or we will not go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think he's onto something there.
I like the way he thinks.
There's so much.
Because Andy would like to get rid of you for 30 days.
Up in the north and around Darwin. There's the desert, there's the outback, there's big cities, there's all sorts of everything.
Well, and Lindsay, you go to Disney for 30 days, so.
I knew I was going to take that because the only thing that stands out on my bucket list is to see all of the Disney parks.
Not one in Australia. We already talked about Asia, and Lindsay didn't get to say anything about Asia. So there's three. Well, there will be three in Asia when Shanghai opens. I think Australia. It's weird because it's really hard to like narrow it down. I think my goal is to go to Australia and get bitten by something that should kill me and doesn't.
And live to talk about it.
Because there's a whole wide variety of things that could.
You could do that in New Mexico, though. You have to go all the way to Australia
or something, and I find, they're talking about Australia, and it's always about the top things that could kill you in Australia.
I've got two words for you. Steve Irwin.
Yeah. The top 10 like deadliest spiders all are in Australia. Only in Australia. You know, it's crazy.
The foxes and the snakes are there. Yeah. And then you've got big dingoes that eat your baby.
I'm going to see people. But also some of the nicest people in the world. Shout out to my friend Josie, who's always like, why do you talk about Australia?
Australians were some of my favorite people to take on tours. They don't measure things in miles and kilometers, per se. They measure things in stubbies. Anybody know what a stubby is? It's not.
I was going to say, I know what one is, but it's probably not what you're thinking.
It's a small 10 or 12 ounce bottle of beer.
Really?
And they measure it in stubbies. It's like, how many stubbies is it? It's like about 8 stars.
That's so how many you can drink in that time?
Yeah, or your passenger. We don't advocate drinking and driving. They measure things in stubbies.
I don't know. That depends on your passenger, really.
It depends on the driver.
That's totally subjective.
I love a country that measures things and how many beers you can drink to get between two sorts of
bottles. So, Amy.
Myself and just experience.
Amy, do you have any thoughts on that area of the world? Not necessarily Australia or New Zealand, but I'm betting you do. I know you.
It says that part of the world besides Australia.
Yeah, so sort of overwater bungalows.
I would love to go to the French Polynesian. I would. It's on my bucket list.
Totally worth a long flight.
She's thinking about that plane ride to Hawaii.
Yeah, that's exactly what she's thinking about.
I'm like, I love the Caribbean so much, but I feel like I could get some of the similar scenery somewhere in the Caribbean. But yes, I would like to go there.
You can kind of go and see.
They're flying to Australia, and then they're taking a cruise that goes from Australia, around New Zealand, back, and they go back to Vancouver.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So it stops at all these different islands.
That's amazing.
March.
I think they need a tour guide.
God.
Whose name rhymes with Elizabeth.
How expensive would it be for me to stow away?
Oh, wow.
Well, Well, you know, we get some funny, like, travel agent rates sometimes, and I'm like, look, kids, we could do this 30-day cruise, or this 180-day cruise, or, you know, like, you could just come, we could pull you out of school, and we could live on the cruise ship, and they're like, really? I'm like, no, really.
Just kidding.
No, sorry.
Actually, kids, how about you stay with Grandma and Grandpa?
How about Grandma just moves in, and Mom takes off? Yeah.
Well, and you sort of, there was a spoiler, that's a spoiler, because that's what I was going to say, is I think my ultimate bucket list is like 180-day cruise. And yeah. I know a lot of people sort of shudder at the thought of that, but to me that would be just fantastic.
I do.
So much. You're not like sitting on this boat like you are like Groundhog Day. You're actually seeing new stuff every day.
Yeah.
It's a great way to tick off.
See a lot.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I want to talk about and it is definitely a last but not least continent, Africa. Anyone? Ooh.
I'm so torn. I would love to do a safari.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's right up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big five with the camera.
Yeah.
And
I will say that it would require glamping for me, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah. They have some glamping, though. I mean,
I know they have some glamping.
You can do it in style, for sure.
Yeah.
Or you can do an expedition cruise where you're visiting, like, tribes and you meet the king and, you know, like, the tribes.
Glamping's good.
You can just go to the Kingdom of Lesotho in South Africa, landlocked country in Southern Africa, and you can meet the king.
Yep.
It's really not so much a castle.
Well, and I think, I mean, I certainly would adventure a little bit. I also want to go to Morocco. I mean, Northern Africa has sort of an appeal to me as well. I would love to go to Egypt one day, not right now.
Yeah.
So, but I would love to see Egypt. I think, you know, just that sort of the same reason that the same things that drew me to Italy and Greece draw me to Egypt.
The thing about Africa, I think, that people don't realize is just how vast it is. It's so, the way maps are drawn in this world don't really convey what the land masses really look like. Because, I mean, Africa is so much bigger than North America, you know, so, yeah.
When Andy was talking about perspective before we went on the air, you want to say what you were saying before we went on the air about the way we draw maps in North America?
Yeah, it's interesting. Having grown up in Europe, maps are drawn completely different from a European perspective. Europe and Asia, Africa are in the center of the world map, with North America to the left and Asia to the right. But here in North America and South America are central, and Asia's split down the middle. And it's, I know the world, the Earth is a globe and a sphere, it's just interesting to me, having grown up seeing this map of the world and now seeing North America map of the world and seeing Asia split. It's like, hold on, it doesn't quite work like that.
Yeah. Well, and it is perspective. I mean, having taught children how to identify where they are on the map, it sort of helps to keep where you are central and then move out from there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's some great places to visit. I mean, South Africa jumps out to me in Africa. My grandmother's sister married to South Africa, moved out to Cape Town. My grandmother went to visit her on a number of occasions. Kruger National Park and some of the other.
Victoria Falls.
Animals in the National Park would be an immense thrill. And a hot air balloon.
I would love to go back to Egypt and spend more time in the museum. I was there and I didn't get to. We spent 3 hours in a new museum. You could spend your whole life in.
I'd love to go to Egypt.
So this is a very long podcast. We apologize to our listeners. We've gone over quite a bit, but we had a lot to talk about, and it's our 50th, so indulge us a little bit. Yay! I did want to mention there are a few books out there if you're trying to build your bucket list, and we haven't helped at all.
By the way, Malta's on my list now.
Yes, absolutely.
Our podcast a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So there's an older book called 500 Things to Do Before You Kick the Bucket, literally. It's still out there. And I haven't actually put my hands on that one, so I can't really recommend it, but it is out there. There's 1,000 Places to See Before You Die by Patricia Schultz, which has been revised, and a couple of us own that. Yes, at least three of us do.
Well, there's one, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, that's worldwide. I have one that's 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, just in the US and Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a second one.
And there are different regional variants of that, too.
So yep, exactly. Yep. I think there's a 500 Places in Europe.
Great information.
I have
also one to see with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a book on my to-read list that has been sitting on my shelf called We'll Always Have Paris. And the reason I bought it is this, it's this mother who wanted to take her daughter to Paris because she just felt like she was compelled to have all these experiences. So, and I see myself in that, although I have not taken my daughter to Paris, and she's kind of getting to this age where she might not want to go to Paris with me. She'd rather go with her friends. But yeah, that one's on my list too.
Well, and there's also a book that's coming out, I believe October 21st, and I didn't write down the date, so I could be wrong about that, from Lonely Planet, called Lonely Planet's Ultimate Travelist. And from the looks of things, I've pre-ordered it. It looks like it's going to be a coffee table kind of book. With a great bucket list of sort of some of the most beautiful places to go, and that can help you build your list as well. And it'll look really good on your coffee table. So that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. Or you can email us at info@outlandertravel.com. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of all of us, Lindsay, Sandy, Amy, Andy, Robin, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel this week and every week. We appreciate you helping us get to 50 episodes, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly.